Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Dr. Jeff Green's research at the School of Education focuses on how students learn in digital environments. While the internet is a valuable resource, Dr. Green believes students need to have a plan for how to use it effectively so they can be critical thinkers and check to ensure online sources are reliable.
Dr. Green studies the effectiveness of learning techniques and how the modern student puts those techniques to use.
Learning's hard. I mean, learning's effortful, and it takes energy and time. And some people are lucky enough to kind of have a chemistry where they can study for 8 hours straight with no breaks. Those people are pretty rare. Most of us can study for, 50 minutes, and then we need kind of a 5 or 10 minute break. Just get up and walk around and maybe get something to eat. But taking some breaks, then getting back to it, can help us sustain longer periods of studying. Try to think about something else, try to walk around and kind of let your mind wander a little bit. Very often when we tell students to test themselves with those flashcards, we actually tell them to do that after that 10-minute break. It seems to be a better test of whether they'll actually know something later. If you just test yourself right after you learn it, it's not as predictive of whether you'll know it later than if you kind of give yourself that 10-minute break. Parents and students alike have some misconceptions about learning. Very often we don't really understand how we learn very well. One popular misconception about learning is multitasking. Very often we think that today's students are very good at multitasking because we see them seemingly doing a bunch of things at once. In fact, none of us are good at multitasking. It's not something humans do. Humans do one thing at a time very well, consciously. So students that are working on a paper and then get a text and then go back to working on the paper, they're not multitasking, they're single tasking, and they're switching between tasks. And every time you switch, you get a little distracted, it takes you a little longer to kind of get caught back up. And so I've actually heard some parents say, well, my child has to multitask to learn. No, they don't. And that's actually a bad idea. It's much better to try to focus on one thing at a time. Another very common misconception that parents and students have is learning styles. And learning styles is this belief that each of us has a particular way that we best receive and understand information. So some people think that they're visual learners, they like to see things. Some people think they're auditory learners, they best hear things. There's lots and lots and lots of empirical evidence to show that that's not true. That, in fact, we all learn best in multiple ways. So if I hear about something, if I see it, if I practice it myself, that's the best way I learn in all those different ways. But students and parents get told that a student is a visual learner, and then the students narrow themselves. They say, well, the only way for me to learn is visually. And so I've had students in my class on the first day walk up to me and say, Professor Green, I'll come to lecture because I have to, but I'm a visual learner. I don't really learn in an auditory way, so I'm just going to sit in the back and just, I'll be quiet. I won't bother anybody, but I'm not going to really pay much attention. And that's a lost opportunity. That's a misconception. That's actually hurting them in terms of learning. So lots of parents and teachers get told that learning styles are a thing. They're not.
Dr. Green says UNC students are fortunate to have so many learning resources on campus.
The reality is that we all learn best when we can experience information and ideas in multiple ways. We can really work with them and understand them. That's how we learn. It's not just one way or another. The University of North Carolina is very fortunate to have received a great deal of federal funding to help understand how to help support first-generation college students. And there's a variety of initiatives on campus that really help us better understand the strengths that they bring and help them leverage those strengths and also understand the things that they might need some help with, whether it's individual coaching to help them understand how college works, nuances of college, all the way to helping them understand the science of learning and how to learn more effectively. Some students, for whatever reason, are lucky enough to have been exposed to good study strategies. Other students haven't been so fortunate, and it's a real disadvantage. But the good thing is we can provide those supports to students, and then they can be very, very successful. So it helps us figure out, okay, who might need some information about learning? Who might need some information about how to make connections on campus? And then we can deliver that help in ways that help them be more successful.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.